This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, man, shout out to Lamar, who just came up to say hi to us, who's visiting the boat show here at Georgia World Congress Center Hall B. We're out here with the boats, Joe, and he's a big listener, and he's about to hop on a train, get over to Doraville.
Yeah, man, it's funny because I think everybody, a lot of folks are having the same conversations about what Trey was and what he wasn't. He said, I'm arguing with my son about his Trey. Was Trey a superstar? I think Trey was a great player. I do not know.
Is.
Correct. You're right.
Not dead.
Yeah, because, right. Well, we haven't seen him this year. Right. You know, but he's not going to be an all-star this year because he's missed too many games, Mike. And but at the end of the day, I think he's a great player. I do not think he's a superstar. But he had great moments. And sometimes we get great moments confused with great players and superstar players. I think there's a difference. So, anyways, he said he was arguing with his son about that.
I just think, you know, Trey, the trajectory was everything was in place for Trey to be one of the next, you know, the top 10 faces of the NBA. And for a minute, the 21, the breakout against the Knicks. When you do it on the biggest stage at the Mecca at Madison Square Garden, and that's where he did it. You know, I mean, and then to shut down the Sixers. And then, but unfortunately, what did we do? Nothing. After that, it went backwards.
Yeah.
You know, and again, did you put enough pieces around him? Guys said, what would you have done differently? I would have traded John Collins and gotten a bigger body front court. You know, I would have not let Herter go, so you got bench shooting, Carl, right? So they had a nice thing going there, but they never built on it. And then the DeJounte Murray thing, that's not Trey's fault. You know, now look, if you tell your coach you're going to commit to this plan, you have to commit to it.
You have to.
He didn't. That's when guys – I know the argument, Carl, is a bit nuanced, but look, it was a dumb plan, but if you say you're going to buy in, you got to buy in. You know, but they didn't, and it was a waste of another 2 years of Trey's career.
Yeah, man, look – I wonder when it's all – I'm talking about like when his career is done, how this will be viewed upon. Now, if he wins a couple of chips, it won't matter. Mm. But if he doesn't, like so many stars – guys, you know how many stars in the NBA never won a chip? Like, I'm talking about real stars.
Oh, some of my favorite players never – Bernard King. I mean, George Gervin. We could do 3 hours on this right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Patrick Ewing. We could go through the Jazz with Stockton and Malone.
Charles Barkley.
But after it's all said and done, and if he doesn't, if he falls into that group, and maybe he was a great player and scoring records and all that stuff,
right.
I'm wondering what he'll say about his time here. And does he feel like management screwed his opportunity here like we do? Or, you know, because Mike, I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows how he feels except the fact that, you know, probably over the last few years he wanted out. I do know that. Mm. And that's why they were exploring this. But, again, they didn't have the balls to do it. And finally, Ansé Salah and this particular general manager says, yeah, we need to do this.
Right.
So, and they let him.
Right. Now, again, if you traded Trey a few years sooner, have you come to that conclusion that he isn't a right fit, you get more in return. They had to get him off the books because he could opt out. You get nothing, like Al Horford a couple of years ago. So they had to make the move. And the good news is we didn't have to give up any of our draft picks. If you know, again, if we do it right, again, the big if, two biggest letters, right? IF with this Hawks team. If we do it right, then we got a young nucleus. I still don't. I'm lukewarm on the Anthony. Where do you fall on that?
AD?
Yeah. Where do you fall on Anthony Davis?
Look, I just think he's too hurt. And when you start talking about investing for a potential playoff run, remember the Mavs last year? I don't know if you guys remember this. He got traded, gets introduced. He's like, yeah, I'm here. And everybody's like, yeah, AD. All right, let's go. Hurt.
Right.
Like the first game.
Right. Like literally out.
The first game. So I don't even want to deal with the idea of getting my hopes up because he is a rim protector.
Right.
And when healthy, he is a top 10 player in this league. But Charles and company on you know, now ESPN.
All he does is wear a suit.
That's it.
So there you go. Hey, man. Dukes and Bell, we're live here at the Boat Show. Our Bo Johnson from the middays from Andy Randy. He's going to be MC, and they got a they're going to do a Atlanta Marina is sponsoring the cornhole game.
Cornhole?
And, you know, back home we say bags. But anyway, Carl, a cornhole game. They got one of those giant inflatable mats you float on at the lake or on the beach or on the water.
Yep.
It's pretty cool. They also got tickets for tomorrow's championship semifinal. between Indiana and Oregon they're going to be giving away.
That's
so
nice.
Come on down. Speaking of bartenders, she just left her post for a shift change. How about the Zesty Zia?
Was that her name?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
She is from Colombia.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, she's super, super nice. She's been here since we got here, but I didn't know her name. I didn't get that far.
Chatted her up. I've told her about my experiences in Barranquilla and Medellin.
Oh.
You know, at Jerry's Finca.
What'd she say?
Oh, you've been to Medellin. I have. So, but anyway, Zia, very zesty bartenderess, hanging out here right outside where we are. The band's doing really good job in the beach bar area. We are in the northwest corner.
Mike, your phone's ringing. It's Becky.
Oh, yeah. If this is anything like the New Year's Eve performance, Becky will now be here like the Flash in 3, 2, 1. What do you mean there's a Colombian bartender? Where is she? Where is she? I am married. He is married.
She'd show up right here.
Yes. It'd be like that day that lady was chatting me up on, like, boom. Hi, I'm Becky. I'm Mike's wife. I'm like, and this would be Becky, my wife. So, anyway.
I've never seen you run that fast in your life.
But that's the lovely Zia.
Oh, there she is.
From Colombia.
All right. There you go.
All right. All right. So, shout out, speaking of bartenders, a good friend of ours, Zach, over at Atlantic Grill. We went over today after we did Arthur Blank's press conference.
Oh, man.
We stopped over at Atlantic Grill at one of our favorite spots over at Atlantic Station.
It is.
And Joey was working a bar. The weather guy from Channel CBS, whatever the Atlanta News thing is now, A&F was there over there.
He was. He was chilling. And then it's funny because, you know, I don't think about this, but I know when people recognize us, they want to talk sports, which I get.
Right.
But I didn't think about it. The weather dude's sitting there having lunch, and the guy walks in. He's like, what's it going to look like this weekend? I swear to God.
He did. He goes, well, who better to ask? Because I looked at him, I go, what, are you going to bother the weather guy on
and
his lunch
break? And literally, the brother's eating lunch, and he's like, well, it's going to be cloudy. There is a chance of rain. I was like, do you get this everywhere you go?
I was like, hey, bro, barometric pressure, overrated or underrated? Anyway, so, yeah, that was today. But thanks to Joey, and again, shout out to Zach. Zach is normally there, one of our favorite bartenders, big listener. All right, we got some stuff for you in Guy Talk here. Falcon Talk coming up, more on Trey right here on Dukes and Bell. Jerry Jones. He answered a question the other day about, is Brian Schottenheimer going to get to choose his defensive coordinator? Jerry goes, what did Trump say? I run Venezuela. And then, of course, everybody around him goes, like, why are you laughing at that? What are you? They're buried on anything other than Jerry's calling the shots. Here's Jerry, more audio, thanks to Bo, who clipped this morning, talking about wanting to live forever, basically.
My goal in life is to retire as the owner that won the most Super Bowls. That's my goal, to be retired in the NFL as the owner that won the most Super Bowls. We've got 3. How many more do I have to go as a single owner? Bob's got how many? 6? So I've got work to do. I got work to do, but at least I'm up to the second rung in the ladder.
So again,
Jerry, it's not happening.
Daddy, you need more of my blood? That's right, son. I need a transfusion. Did you watch that Netflix?
No.
That Netflix documentary? You haven't seen it yet?
No.
I was chilling G-Money and Day-Day earlier. It's called Don't Die, Brian Johnson. He was, I forget what app he designed, but he made some zillions, billions, Carl, some app on the interweb, lives in L.A., and he's basically reversing the aging process. And a lot of the Silicon Valley guys, they made fun of it in the TV series in HBO, actually find somebody from their family member matching blood type and will do blood transfusions.
That's bananas.
I know. That's what these billionaires are doing now.
So how old is this guy? What does he look like?
He's 48, and he looks like he's in his late 20s.
Wow. Okay.
And it's kind of creepy. Now, it's a little bit creepy, but if you hadn't seen it, the other night, again, wait.
Your whole day, though, is consumed with
correct
with supplements.
Vitamins, I mean, injections, the experimental stuff this guy's into. I watched this. I'm like, where's the joy in your life, brother? Speaking of joy, is there still joy for Travis Kelce to play football professionally? A lot of people said his body language in their last game looked like he is done in the NFL. Here's Travis Kelce talking on his podcast with his bro. Take a listen.
If my body can heal up and rest up, and I can feel confident that I can go out there and give it another 18, 20, 21 week run, I think I would do it in a heartbeat. I think right now it's just finding that answer and seeing how the body feels after this game and kind of when it all settles down.
What do you think? Think he's gone?
Yeah, look, he's got a lot to look forward to. I mean, you know, your girlfriend, her number one song was on the charts more than anybody.
Right.
I mean, like, no, I'm just saying, like, Mike, you've done it at the highest level for a long time. You're a future Hall of Famer. he doesn't have to prove anything. If he comes back, he's just coming back to say, hey, I feel like I have a little bit left. But I got to be honest. The more I watch Travis Kelce, I don't know if he's got that much left. Mm. He's not running like he used to and running the routes. And by the way, do we realize Patrick Mahomes is coming off of this injury?
Right, going to take a minute.
So, I don't know, man. I feel like when he says those things, everybody talks about letting the body heal and getting their mind right.
Right.
I'm leaning more towards him not coming back.
I think you're right about that. And he may have some involvement with WWE, you know, as far as whether announcer and maybe, you know, he takes a hit here and there, gets up in the ring.
Didn't he star in a movie? Oh, it was Happy Gilmore, right?
Yes.
Was in Happy Gilmore.
Correct. So we'll see. He's got, like, I do think studios, you know, whether it's going to be if Matt Ryan is completely out, which Zach, if you missed it, Zach Klein from Channel 2 joined us. He felt that Matt would be doing it full time as team president, would not be double dipping with CBS. That would be a spot for him if he wants to talk AFC more than NFC. But either way, on the NFL show with those guys, evident pump some energy there. Meanwhile, one of our favorite actors, and again, Carl and I, we have these conversations sometimes about like recasting movies and doing a better job. I want to go back in time, and I want Bradley Cooper and Idris Elba in Miami Vice. Because I just thought that Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell had like beyond zero chemistry in that movie. There was just no juice.
Yeah.
Anyway, you now call me sir. King Charles has knighted Idris Elba.
Oh, cool.
So a guy that I love everything he does. I think for those who don't know, I'm talking about Stringer back in the day on The Wire and everything else he's done well.
Stringer Bell.
Love him in Prometheus, by the way, as the captain of the ship. Love
that. Well, he's got this new – I say new. It's the second season is coming out, Hijacked.
Right.
And the first season was good. It's on Apple.
What was his British detective show that was on BBC? Yeah, he's great at everything. But anyway, Idris Elba knighted. Sir Idris Elba, he does a ton of work with teenage and children's groups in England to promote basically healthy lifestyles and also get away from gang violence and all the issues that they've got in the inner city over there in the UK. So amongst other things he's been doing. So which is pretty cool. So a big fan. Also, let's see, who else got the awards? It was Cynthia Erivo, who you know from Wicked.
Yes.
The Wicked movies.
Yes.
She's OBE. That means Order of the British Empire. So that's like the one step below. Then make a few more big movies and be a star, you get knighted.
Well, Wicked's huge.
Or she'll be Dame. She'll be Dane Cynthia Erivo.
You like Wicked? You like your kids like Wicked?
Well, I haven't seen Wicked, but have you all seen the movie? And I can't think of the name of it, but this was one of the first movies I've seen her in. She was excellent in it. It had Viola Davis. It was about these wives. Our guy from Taken?
Liam Neeson. I've got a very specific skill set.
He plays this husband that they thought was dead, and I think he – and then I don't want to give the movie away. I can't remember
what's
the name.
What's the movie called?
You heard it? You know it, O?
Widows.
All right.
It was good?
And she was solid. Cynthia Erivo. Right. The movie I thought was solid.
Okay.
Because the twist. I don't want to give the twist. You guys should check it out.
Don't jam it up. I still got to see Housemaid.
Yeah, you definitely got to see Housemaid.
Gotta see
that.
Oh,
that's right. She was. She was Harriet Tubman at the Harriet Tubman
that's
movie.
That's right.
Yeah, she sure. Oh, she right was on. Good in that. So yes. I take that back. I saw Harriet Tubman first, I think, and then I saw Widows.
Hey, they're saying, by the way, we're talking movies. Not everybody's seen it. The Oscar nominations haven't come out, but the buzz is everybody in One Battle After Another is going to get nominated, so including the daughter character.
She was great.
She was fantastic. And Benicio Del Toro and obviously Sean Penn, who's just he plays just a pure evil character. And, of course, I know you and I have talked about it. I love the movie. I just thought DiCaprio playing the spaz and, like, the washed-up stoner is just so funny. You know, just what a mess he was. It was a great job.
He did. He did
pretty
a great
good.
Job.
Hey, one final note. Carl, Day-Day, is it tacky for me to start a GoFundMe page so I can grab one of those Giro 40-foot boats? It's $335,000. It sleeps four. I will have to upgrade the engines. It's got just two 250s on the back. I've got to have more power than that.
Give me more power.
I'm going to take it down to Key West. But that boat is – I love that. The photos are up at Mike Bellito. That's the one I've been macking on. And Carl, I mean, by the way, Carl, a lot of folks say you got to name your boat.
Well, give me some suggestions and we'll do it. All right, give me some suggestions. As I said,
Put them up.
Yeah, look, but here's the deal. I want to be at the lake chilling. I don't want to be at the lake like, oh, yo, there he is.
Hey, Carl, is that your boat, Carl?
Yeah,
hey.
I don't want to be.
Hey, Carl, you want to see my wife's boobs?
I got to tell you a secret. When I am out, and there are a lot of coaches who live on Lake Oconee.
Right.
You would not know.
Right.
They don't have names on their boats. There's a reason for that. Kirby's not rolling around with Kirby Smart on his boat. Yeah. Coach K.
You're saying O'Leary doesn't have a boat that's called Hats.
There's a reason. Like, you wouldn't know they're out there. That's part of the allure of being out there and being peaceful. But, Mike, I hear you. Give me some suggestions. You love that one. There is one literally two rows back. Before you leave, you got to go look at this boat. But you got to take your shoes off.
Right.
They make you. By the way, if you're coming down here, those boats that you want to go in and like sleep forward, to Mike's point, they make you take your shoes off.
Yeah, I think if I take my shoes off, I got to bend over.
Somebody's going to buy that.
Well, I bend over, then I pass out. Then there's no. I'm off the show for the final hour.
So, all right. Real quick,
but it's up. I will also have to go fund
me. Suggestion: my yeah. wife's grandparents named their boat after her.
Nice,
sweet.
A lady's name.
That's sweet.
Right.
Yeah. It's got, and that's the other part. I think it's got to be a ladies.
I mentioned, you know, we were the three Stu Nods, my buddies, the cousins, Mark and Tony. But I was always, I love Sea Shenanigans. I always like that.
That's a cool name.
You know? And then, or Tally Ho, you know, because that's the Florida State reference. I don't know. We'll work on that. Anyway, guys, appreciate the love. We get a lot of texts and questions about the press conference. And Trey, we're covering all that in the final hour of the show, Carl.
Yeah. Michael Jordan doesn't have Michael Jordan on his boat.
But that boat is fishing stupid. We saw that in Hilton. That's the same weekend we saw Mark Messier.
It is
that
stupid.
Boat is insane.
But didn't he have the license plate though with like Jordan 23 on him all the time now?
No, he did. He had M.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
23J right. As his license plate. But, yes, but the boat itself, like, you wouldn't know unless somebody told you it's Michael's boat.
The one was Cirrhosis of the River. Ooh. I've seen that. That's a funny one. As we said, Carl and I were joking around. Just don't be that guy like, how would you like to get on my sloop, Serendipity? My wife and I, Caroline, will be on Fidelity this weekend. It's like, come on.
Yeah, man.
Shenanigans, for crying out loud.
Hey, man, speaking of shenanigans, what did you take from the Arthur Blank presser today? I'll tell you what I thought. Mike's going to tell you what he thought. We want to know what you thought. You've had a little time to digest what he said about where this Falcons organization is headed. We're going to talk coming up in the Falcon Report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.